Welcome to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through some simple reflections. This week we'll start as usual with an examen prayer, and then move on to a time for Lectio Divina. There is a sheet with some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do, and this is available either on the church website or solacepod.com. This isn't because they're complicated, but mostly so you don't have me talking you through what you're doing all the time, and to leave you with as much quiet in this time as possible. The two other physical things you'll need for this are a Bible, and, if you have one, a candle to light. You might also want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you are comfortable. Now just before we start, let's settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you are in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This may be physical, the sound of your own breathing, or it may be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still space. Take a moment to rest there. Step two this week is the examen prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts to help us look at our day, or week, or any time period you want to choose, really, and find the movement of God in all the people and events of that time. You should have the sheet setting out all you need to do, so I won't talk much. We have 15 minutes to do it, so there's no need to rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over. Feel free to pause this if you think you'll need longer. When the music fades in and you finish the prayer, please do light a candle if you have one, to remember all you've been holding before God. This is a poem called One Another's Light by Brian Patton, and it's read for us by Chris Mead. After we've heard it, there will be a few moments of quiet for consideration before we move on.
One Another's Light. I do not know what brought me here, away from where I've hardly ever been and now I'm never likely to go again. Faces are lost and places passed at which I could have stopped and stopping been glad enough. Some faces left a mark, and I on them might have wrought some kind of charm or spell to make their futures work, but it's hard to guess how one person on another works an influence. We pass, and lit briefly by one another's light, hope the way we go is right.
The Bible reading for this session is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Salt and light. You are like salt for the whole human race. But if salt loses its saltiness, there is no way to make it salty again. It has become worthless, so it is thrown out and people trample on it. You are like light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on the lampstand, where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people, so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Please now find the reading in your own Bible and follow the Lectio Divina steps on the sheet. Music will fade in when this time is over. We'll have 15 minutes for this again, so please don't feel like you need to rush through the stages. we're coming to the end of this session. So let's take a moment to let our awareness focus on all the noise going on within ourselves. Either physical things like breathing, or an awareness of thoughts and feelings passing through our hearts and minds. Now, without trying to block out those sounds, let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe. The hum of something electrical. The sound of this playing. And for just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Welcome back. We'll finish with a blessing. Blessed be God who lifts us up. Blessed be the Father of heaven. Blessed be the risen and ascended Lord. Blessed be the Christ in glory. Blessed be the Spirit of truth and love. Blessed be the Holy Spirit. Bless us this day with vision. Bless us this day with faith. Bless us this day with hope. May this place be a sacred place, a telling place, where earth and heaven meet. Amen. Go well, friends. Be well, stay safe, and take care. Until next time.